All right, hey, check it out. I want to share with you a couple simple ways, simple in concept, simple ways that you can raise your average job size by at least 20% immediately. All right, so that means if your average job is $1,000, I'm going to show you here how to find another $200 without getting any more leads, without going out on any more estimates, anything like that. All right, there's two simple concepts that we teach that I want to talk about that are important for you to know, because right now, at the time of this recording, we are April of 2018. For many of you around the country, your busy season is about to start. The phone's going to start ringing like crazy. And I want to make sure that you guys are equipped to take advantage of this surge that you're about to get. The first thing, the first way that you can raise your average job size by 20% or better is to learn how to get a budget every time a prospect calls you. Learn to get their budget. And if, listen, if you say, hey, what's your budget? They're going to lie to you. They're going to say stuff like, oh, we've never done anything like this before. We've never thought about that. Or we have no idea what something like this costs. And I want to tell you right now, there's a technique in the sales world called bracketing. And when you learn to bracket properly on the heels of understanding what's really important to somebody, and you can paint two pictures for them. Hey, listen, we could come out and build you a magazine-worthy backyard getaway for, I don't know, $80,000 to $100,000, or we can just come out and put in a, you know, really sweet-looking pondless waterfall with a 30-foot stream for, I don't know, $15,000 to $20,000. Which conversation would you like to have? Guys, when you ask it that way, they won't lie to you. They will always tell you your budget 100% of the time. We do this in the Contractor Sales Academy, so I'm giving you a little bit of the secret sauce here, okay? But this takes practice. It takes guts. You have to get over yourself. You have to be willing to talk about money. But before you talk about money, when somebody calls you, you can't just go, hey, I could do this and do this. You have to get, you have to build some rapport. You have to build some trust. They have to see you as the expert. You have to have a conversation that is based around them and what their ideal outcomes are when they work with a contractor. And that takes practice. All right, second thing that you can do to raise your average job size by 20% or more right now is to set an upselling target or an additional work target. So one of the things I used to do in one of my companies back in the day was whatever the original project price was, we had a target quota for the foreman. All right, so if he went out and did a $3,000 job to paint this, that, and the other thing, his target for additional work was 10% of the original sale. And so he needed to basically find another $300 on that job somewhere of additional work. Now, some jobs he would hit it, some jobs he wouldn't. Some jobs he would sell enough to, you know, take care of his quote-unquote quota for the week. Okay, but when we're focused on something, it improves. So if you're focused on upselling, if you're focused on teaching your people how to have conversations and have the right word tracks and build a relationship, you're gonna be blown away by how much more revenue you're gonna bring in to the company. And one other thing about upselling, when you bring this revenue in, when your foreman is selling a project, he's generally gonna sell it at a higher profit margin than you are as the salesperson, because he's been in the house, he's petting the dog, he's had bacon and coffee with the homeowner a couple days, and now they're buddies. And there's a lot of efficiencies also that he can take advantage of that are gonna bring that job in at a higher profit margin. So a quick note for all of you right now that are saying, oh, I can never let my guys do that. I don't want my guys to know what we charge for things and all that other stuff. Then you should just fucking quit business right now, okay? Because you're in your own way and you're just not gonna get it, okay? If you're having that argument with yourself right now or that argument with me right now, then quit. Shut your business down, because it's never gonna get any better than it is right now. Your people are highly, highly, highly qualified to sell if you would teach them, if you would train them, if you would take control of the leadership in your business and expect them to be grown-ups. For God's sake, we got 19-year-olds driving $300 million submarines under the oceans right now in the United States military. I think your foreman, who's been painting for 45 frickin' years, can upsell a service door for $120. All right, so you could tell I'm extremely passionate about this topic, because, guys, it's free money. It's profit. Your customers want to give you more money. They want you to ask them, hey, is there anything else in here that you wanted us to look at while we were here? Whatever it is. Yeah, I don't have time to go into all of it today, but believe me, trust me, I've seen it over and over and over and over again with the people that we work with. This can be done, and it's money waiting for you right now. All right, so listen, appreciate you sticking with me here for a few minutes here today. Don't forget, get access to our daily tips where you can consume content. Sometimes it's a video, sometimes it's a text, sometimes it's a quick little email, whatever it is, that you can consume in under 2 minutes or less each day by texting the word tips, T-I-P-S, to 719-299-3852. The word tips, 719-299-3852. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Go kick some ass. Travis, bring in those guitars, and we will see you next time.